Good morning, Robbo. Yeah, I'm back.
Yay. Hey, this morning, the big topic, very posh food, fish and chips, or if you're from over the Dutch, fush and chups.
Fush and chups?
Yeah.
That's a cool way to say it.
It is. So, fish and chip shops.
This is a hard one, Robbo, because I feel like fish and chips, it's very colloquial. Like, it's your local, it's your area, and I don't think... Like that, you sort of build a bond with your local fish and chip shop, don't you think?
I totally agree with that. Yeah, and I think once you find one that that you like, you just keep going back to that one. So I think it's not like restaurants where you might try many different restaurants. Like you get the fish and chip shop,
you
it's
stay
mine,
with
baby.
Them. Yeah. You are with them for life.
Yep, that's it.
You get very loyal customers at fish and chip shops. That's very true.
You got one?
Well, my local, my favourite is Morong Road Fish and Chip Shop.
Right.
Yours?
Mine would be the Blue Sea Fish and Chip Shop in Castlemaine.
Castlemaine.
Yeah,
look at
so
you.
I don't eat fish and chips a lot, but like we'll sometimes go out there on a Sunday for a drive and we'll get the fish and chips, go and sit in the Botanic Park, which I love.
Oh, I love that
and,
park.
And the gardens there and just eat our fish and chips and, yeah, beautiful grilled fish. It's gorgeous.
Well, that's a very good point you make, grilled fish, because I think there's something we need to talk about here. I reckon we need to do the quick fire fish and chips.
Oh.
Because there's so many different variations you can do, like flake, grilled or fried, right?
Yep.
So why don't I fire off the quick fire fish and chips and you answer me.
Okay.
Got to be quick, like I mean,
yep.
On it, right?
I'm ready.
Okay. So, well, let's start with it. Flake, grilled or fried?
Grilled.
Yeah. That's better, healthier, right?
Yeah, but I used to have it fried for a long time. I still like fried fish, but,
yeah,
but the grill, yeah.
But it sits better in your tummy if it's grilled, right? Chips, chicken, salt or normal salt?
Chicken.
Yep. Dimmy simmy, steamed or fried?
Fried.
Yeah. Steak sandwich, with egg, without?
With egg.
You do everything with egg.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, calamari rings, lemon on it or not lemon on it?
Lemon on it. You wash your mouth out, young lady. Goodness me.
Okay, right, sorry. Corn dogs, yes or no?
No.
What is with those things?
No,
they're an odd thing.
Yeah, they're weird.
Yeah. Potato cakes?
Yes.
And what about nuggets, yes or no?
I don't mind nuggets, but I wouldn't buy them at a fish and chip shop.
Yeah. I think it's like when you've got little kids, you always throw the nuggets in there, but otherwise.
No nuggets. Yeah.
That's it. That's my quick fire.
Okay.
Well done.
Well, what about you?
Oh, you wanted to fire it back?
Well, yeah, come on.
All right.
So, first of all, what do we start with? Grilled or fried? You go the grilled.
I do go the fried.
Oh, do you?
No, I do want to admit it.
Shock news, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Okay, and what else do we have? Calamari?
Lemon? No lemon.
No. Lemon on anything?
No.
No.
Just like a plain.
Yeah.
A little salt, okay, but no.
What about vinegar?
No.
No, I know.
My brother loves that. He puts it on everything, but not me.
No, disgusting, I reckon. Seriously. What else do we have there? Steak sanger? Egg?
Yeah, totally.
What about a piece of the old beetroot?
Yeah, I don't mind beetroot on there too. Mm. I'd go the really Aussie steak sanger.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Egg and beetroot, yeah, got to be that.
Yeah, bacon, tomato, actually a lot.
Yeah. Did we say chicken salt or normal salt?
I'm normal salt.
Normal salt.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else?
What Dimmy sim.
Oh, dim sims. Yeah, fried or steamed?
I'm going to go both.
Oh, really?
I like it both ways.
Yeah?
It's great.
Yeah?
No. Mm-hmm.
No, got to be fried. Okay. Anything else?
Corn dogs are a definite no for me.
Yeah, well, that's it.
And I'm not a fan of potato cakes either.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the nuggets, no.
Yeah.
Only when I've got kids.
Much salt or not much salt?
Oh, load on that salt, unfortunately, for my heart.
Oh, yes. Well, I would have salt on my salt.
Yeah.
You know. So, what are we going to talk about next week?
Oh, well, it's Easter. Should we do something Easter orientated?
Yeah, okay.
Like, who does the best hot cross bun?
Hey, you're talking my language.
Yeah.
I've already had one this morning.
I've got mine waiting at home.
Yeah. All right, we'll catch you next week.
See you then. Bye.